Hello, and for my podcast, I will be interviewing my mom to find out how I came to be who I am. Let's start off with introducing you. What's your name?
Hello, Isaac. I'm your mother.
Yeah.
My name is Lisette.
Okay.
Last name, too?
Yeah, last name. Okay. So, Lisette, how was your life as a teen in the 80s?
Isaac. My life as a teen in the 80s, I believe, and I feel, it was super fun. It was great. It was a lot of commuting between Tijuana to San Diego. I had a lot of friends in TJ, and I had a lot of friends here in San Diego, so I feel like it was super... It was a very, very fun teenage life. I had various activities in San Diego, as I did in Tijuana. When I say activities, is sport-wise. So I was pretty busy. I was a pretty busy teen. And I wasn't the typical teen where I would hang out with my friends in the mall, go to a party, or anything like that. It was basically just... getting together at somebody's house and kind of like having a little pajama party, but rather than staying over, it was just visiting for a little bit and then going back home because they were my neighbors, so it wasn't like I had to walk too far.
Okay. So how do you think it's different from being a teen in the 80s instead of being a teen in 2018?
Very, very different. For sure, there was no technology back in the days, so I didn't have any social media, so my social life would be interacting with my friends, perhaps just having a little conversation over the phone, which was limited to a specific time. I couldn't really be on the phone as much because there was only one line at home. Also, computers. Maybe there was like a computer, but it was not as sophisticated as the computers we have nowadays. There was no internet. And obviously, we didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Instagram. We didn't have any of these things we have nowadays. So it's very, very different.
Okay. What was the most popular type of music when you were 10?
I think there were many, many different types of music, and it all really depend on what was your interest. And basically, I enjoyed listening to Madonna, Michael Jackson, Depeche Mode for sure, and you know that one for sure. And Menudo was another big band that I enjoyed a lot too.
Is it the one with Ricky Martin?
Yeah, when Ricky Martin was in Menudo, and so I had a various taste of music. So I could have liked Paula Abdul. Mm-hmm. I could have enjoyed listening to Pet Shop Boys, like Michael Jackson for sure. Madonna were like the biggest ones as well. But because I come from a different, you know, from a different country as well, Menudo was my big, big band.
So. Okay. What was my grandpa like when you were my age?
He wasn't really strict as a father, and that was because I had older brothers, so my older brothers pretty much took care of that. But he was very... loving and care. My dad would be the one that would drop me off to school and pick me up from school, and he would actually, you know, have things ready for me as in helping me out with schoolwork and taking me to some sort of activity. So he wasn't really, really that strict. He could be very serious and maybe some would consider that as being a little bit mean, because sometimes he wouldn't let me spend the night at other people's houses, but he would definitely let me hang out with them. But he would have a curfew as to what time I was allowed to be out of from the house, and he would pick me up from my friend's house when other girlfriends would actually spend the night at somebody's place. But I wasn't allowed to do that, so that would be the one strict thing, and people would consider it as being mean or something like that.
Okay. So it was my grandma like also?
She was also very nice. When my mother was very different. If I would have asked permission of spending the night at somebody else's house, she would definitely let me. But obviously my dad's opinion counted more than hers. But she was very nice. She was always very, very busy working. So I would sometimes not see her as much. I would probably just interact with her mostly at night or over the weekend when she was home, because she was super busy. I remember always just having her sitting sewing things from people, making wedding dresses or making nightgowns. She was mostly a hardworking person.
And how are they different from then and when I was born?
Well, they seem to be a lot more caring, because at that point they were both retired, so they had more time to stay to be together as a couple, and they were at home most of the time. And they were always making sure, everybody was doing okay. My mom obviously was the one who was doing the cooking, and so she would always make sure everybody would come home from school, work, or wherever they were coming from, and, a meal would be ready for them, even if they didn't live around the house. But my mother's home was always the one place everybody would make one stop before heading to their individual houses.
Okay. Now, how did you meet my dad?
We both met in high school. He's a year younger than I am, so when we started high school, I was a 10th grader and he was a 9th grader. That was the first year that high schools were actually were admitting 9th graders. So basically before, high schools were 10th to 12th. So the one year that I started high school was the first year that freshmen would be also starting, would be considered high school students. So when I started high school, he was a 9th grader and I was a 10th grader. So we both met on the first day of high school, but we did not date until my senior year, and he was a junior.
Yeah, you are.
Perhaps he never really asked me out, but we both had common friends, and one of my friends knew that he liked me, and so she would invite me over to her house sometimes, or would invite me to spend after school together to go have something to eat while I was waiting for my mom and dad to pick me up, because usually that's what I would do. And because he had a car, basically she would invite him to give us a ride to somewhere. And so basically that's how we started hanging out more often together, because of common friends. And when I graduated from high school, we stayed in touch, and so the little sparks started to spark up.
Okay. When did you get married?
We both got married almost 10 years after we started dating. So This was back in 2000. This was back in 2002 that we got married. So I was around 27 years old. 27 years old.
Would that be like a good age to get married?
I think it's a good age, or I also considered 30 plus being a good age.
Alright. When did you decide to have kids?
Pretty much right after we got married. Already several years. So, there was no reason to wait.
Wait, so?
We wanted to have little Isaac.
What year did you guys marry?
2002. You were born in 2003.
When and why did you decide to have another kid?
We decided to have another child, pretty much. On your first year, we decided that it was time to add another family member because we wanted you to have a little brother or sister that would be close to each other in age, and that's because I happen to be the youngest of seven kids, being 9 years apart from my oldest brother, and so I kind of feel like that was a little too boring. So I wanted you guys to be close to each other.
So knowing my grandma, she had like a lot of kids, and so did my dad's mom. So did you guys also decide, like, were you guys gonna have like a lot of kids, or did you guys just want two?
No, I think we both decided that two was enough. Maybe a third would have been okay. But because both pregnancies were a little bit of a high risk, we decided to just keep it in two.
Okay. At what point did you think it was hard to have kids?
At what point? Oh boy. I don't think it was hard to have kids, but I realized it was not an easy task.
Mm.
And that was when your brother and you were pretty much in toddler years, for sure, because that's the most when you guys are more busy in, you know, running all over and wanting everything.
Most annoying.
And not to say annoying, but
yeah,
your brother happened to be a handful. You were an easy one, but your brother was a handful one. So it was challenging at some point, and maybe still now.
Yeah, it still is pretty challenging now. When my grandpa died, were you expecting it?
Yes.
Like, did you get the news, or like?
Well, we knew that he was not doing well in health and health-wise, and we knew that he was not getting any better. So he was hospitalized at the time. And the doctors had told us, you know, given us options of things that we could do to keep him longer with us. And but then also they told us, because it was kind of like a cancer that he had cancer, and so the type of cancer he had was already pretty difficult to cure for his age. So either way, the family decided that if he went through chemotherapy, that would make it a lot harder on him and a lot harder on the whole family. So the choices were to give him chemotherapy or not give him chemotherapy. And if we didn't give him chemotherapy, he could be with us longer and he could be, you know, interacting with us. But
if you did give him chemotherapy, he would be there for, or
he,
if you didn't,
if we gave him chemotherapy, he would obviously still be with us as well, but he would not be able to communicate with us. He would be losing memory. He would not he perhaps wouldn't be able to resist all the chemo that was given to him, because it was going to be a super hard chemo. So, and because he was a, you know, he was a age where it was difficult for him to handle a lot of pressure. So we decided to make it easy on him and easy on the whole family. And so we decided that not to give him the chemotherapy and to keep him with us at the house until life was permitted for him to be with us.
Mm-hmm. Are you and my dad separated or is it complicated?
Well, I would like to understand what the complicated part is. We're not separated. Or, well, maybe we are separated, but not divorced. So let's put it that way.
Yeah.
We're not divorced, just separated. It is complicated,
yeah.
I guess.
That's what I meant by that.
It is complicated, but as you know, we do get along with each other. So it's just a little separation. But we like each other, for sure. And you guys are a big part of us to still kind of talk to each other and...
But you guys still yell at each other and everything?
We don't yell at each other, no, absolutely not. But, of course, we still have our moments.
Alright, when you lost both of your parents, how did it feel?
Well, when I lost my dad at the very... He was the first one that I lost, and you were only... you were 3 years old at the time. You were 3 years at the time, and Ronaldo was on his way. I was only 5 months pregnant with Ronaldo. So I was pretty busy with both of you guys. So obviously I felt very, very sad to lose him. But at the same time, I had the support, you know, your support. And I had to be strong because I was expecting Ronaldo. I was on my fifth month with Ronaldo. When I lost my mother, I think that was probably the hardest one, because this just happened recently, and you know that. You were with me. Ronaldo was here with us. You guys made it feel much, you know, easy. But at the same time, I think it was the hardest one.
Mm-hmm.
And also maybe because, you know, all these times that she was in and out of hospitals and in and out of rehabs, nursing homes. And so I think, mom went through a lot. And so at the end, when she went on peacefully, we all felt that it was for the best. But at the same time, we all felt very, very sad.